Here we are, Durbin. We'll be listening to you and Gary tomorrow.
What are we going to do today, Bing?
How about you getting us rolling with a song here, Rosie?
Thou swell, thou witty, thou sweet, thou grand, wouldst kiss me pretty, wouldst hold my hand, both thine eyes are cute too, what they do to me. Hear me holler, I choose a sweet lollapalooza in thee. I feel so rich in a hut for two, two rooms and kitchen, I'm sure would do. Give me just a plot of, not a lot of land. And thou swell, thou windy, thou grand.
In the fads and fashions for animals department, we've discussed the bubble bath for the cows, the hot pads for pigs.
And don't forget sweaters for cows.
Right. And I got another one here.
Goody. Another convenience for our animal pals, huh?
Yes, indeed.
Well, what is it, Ken?
A chinchilla hairbrush.
Think of that. Hairbrushes for chinchillas.
Mm-hmm. Now, chinchillas can brush themselves.
I hate to dash cold water on you. Proposal here, Ken, but I would just like to point out that a hairbrush for a chinchilla is one thing, but getting a chinchilla to use it, to actually brush his fur, is another thing entirely. Did you think of that?
Well, I suppose they'd have to be trained, Ben.
Take years.
Oh, no, I got you there. Let me explain this. You see, what the hairbrush for chinchillas really is well, it's a little passageway that's lined with metal brush bristles, so that when the animal walks through this little passageway, the bristles brush its pelt and also the fur out of its eyes. Isn't
that nice? Well, that's nice, yeah, but will the chinchilla run through the passageway? Will it utilize the little brush?
Why, certainly it will. It's painless. It brushes him up and saves him the trouble of pulling his hair out and licking and clawing at it to make himself presentable and comfortable.
Could you hook on a scratcher in there?
Does that, too.
I like to run my dog through there, my lab.
Now, that's something, isn't it? Little chinchillas tidying up themselves.
Primping and preening.
Sure look neat when company comes, though, won't they?
And think of the fun they'll have galloping through that passageway, huh? Scurrying through the bristles.
They ticked off. You know, such a little passageway would be great for kids, too, wouldn't it?
You mean run children through a little tunnel of bristles?
Wait a way. The passageway for kids should have running water and maybe scrubbing brushes. Kids would crawl through, they'd have themselves a merry time, yelling and screaming and laughing and scratching. They'd get all cleaned up without even realizing what was taking place.
Yeah, sounds like a good gimmick for an amusement park.
Well, it's worth considering, I guarantee you that. Anything that's safe in the do-it-yourself, clean-yourself-up line for children, let's give it full consideration.
Oh, we certainly. Well, you know, this principle would work for a shoe polisher, too. Say, twin troughs with brushes inside running along the front sidewalk or someplace where you can slide through these brushes and get a shoe shine.
Yeah, shine them up as you dash for the bus.
That might work. It would save you fellas a lot of polishing on the back of your pant legs, wouldn't it?
Oh, if you didn't catch a string in there while you were... Yeah, this idea could go on and on. We could develop this and fool around with it. Anyhow, isn't it wonderful when you think of it, the chinchilla is becoming so fastidious? That's the remarkable part of this whole idea. Such a well-groomed little dandy.
They should install mirrors in the passageway, too, so the chinchillas can see how they look after they've brushed the fur out of their eyes.
Yeah, a cheval glass, maybe.
That's so nice. Yeah. Yes, that's wonderful.
How about radio sets so they can hear the news and enjoy some music?
Radios for chinchillas.
Let's get back to radio for people and a song, huh?
All right.
Don't blame me falling in love with you. I'm under your spell, but how can I help it? Don't blame me. Can't you see? When you do the things you do, if I can't conceal the thrill that I'm feeling, don't blame me. I can't help it if that doggone moon above makes me need someone like you to love. Blame your kiss, as sweet as a kiss can be, and blame all your charms that melt in my arms, but don't blame me. As a kiss can be, and blame all your charms that melt in my arms, but don't blame me.
Hey, Ken, I'd like your valued opinion on a mentalist act Rosie and I are getting up here.
Okay, shall I blindfold the lady?
Just be careful with the coiffure, Ken.
All right. There, that does it. Proceed, Brother Bing.
Well, I want you to concentrate, madame.
Oh, no.
The object I'm holding has gone many a weary mile, but a craftsman has made it look like new.
Yes, Brother Bing, yes.
His modern equipment and years of know-how perform this feat daily.
A picture is beginning to appear. I see a shoe repairer. Yes, yes, that's it. You're holding a shoe that's just been given a new lease on life.
And what's the name of the product he's using?
Oh, you don't have to be a mind reader for that, Bing. He's using famous cat's paw products that have meant happy walking to millions for more than 57 years. Quality products like cat's paw twin grip soft resilient heels and soles that give added miles of wear. And lighter than leather, lighter than rubber, microlite soles by cat's paw. The best underfoot.
What about a hack, Ken?
Well, my advice is, cobbler, stick to your last. You just keep singing, Bing. And folks, my advice to you is, visit your shoe repairer who displays the famous cat's paw cat. Ask for famous cat's paw products by name. And be sure to look for cat's paw heels and soles on new shoes, too.
You sinners, drop everything. Let that harmony ring up to heaven and sing. Sing, you sinners. Just wave your arms all about. Let the Lord hear you shout. Pour that music right out. Sing, you sinners. Whenever there's music, the devil kicks. He don't allow music by the river Styx. You're wicked and you're depraved, and you've all misbehaved. If you want to be saved, sing, you sinners. Thank you. about. Let the Lord hear you shout for that music. I'll sing you, sinner. Whenever there's music, the devil kicks. He don't allow music by that river Styx. You're wicked and you're depraved, and you all misbehaved. If you wanna be saved, sing, you sinners. Come on and sing.
One of the unwritten laws of show business is...
the show must go on.
But when you're suffering with nasty cold distress...
obeying the law can be mighty hard unless...
you get relief from those colds' miseries fast.
Like this, listen.
Movie stars can't let cold and sinus congestion spoil their performance, so what do they do? Listen to Rod Cameron's answer.
When my head gets stopped up from cold and sinus trouble, I take the new medicine for those miseries. New four-way cold tablets. Today's four-way contains a decongestant to drain sinus congestion while it relieves cold distress. Then you feel better fast.
Tests show four-way acts faster than any other leading cold or sinus tablet. In minutes, four-way speeds pain-relieving medicine all through your body. In the same time, no trace with other brands. Only four-way starts so fast to relieve muscular pains, reduce fever, relieve headache without upsetting stomach. And four-way drains sinus congestion to restore free breathing, too. Right, Rod Cameron?
It sure is. With four-way, I start to feel better right away.
To relieve cold miseries while you drain sinus congestion, get new four-way. Fastest acting of all the leading cold and sinus tablets. New improved formula, same familiar package. Only 39 cents.
Crazy rhythm, here's the doorway. I'll go my way, you go your way. Crazy rhythm, from now on we're through. Here is where we have a showdown. I'm too high hat, you're too low down. Crazy rhythm, here's goodbye to you. They say that when a highbrow meets a lowbrow walking along Broadway, soon the highbrow, he has no brow. Ain't it a shame, and you're to blame? What's the use of prohibition? You produce the same condition. Crazy rhythm, I've gone crazy too. You're too low down, crazy rhythm. Goodbye to you. They say that when a highbrow meets a lowbrow walking along Broadway, soon the highbrow, he has no brow. Ain't it a shame? You're to blame. What's the use of jazz progression? I'll just take an old jam session. Crazy rhythm, I've gone crazy too.
I've been wondering, do you suppose this chinchilla hairbrush is just the beginning of a life of luxury for this little animal? I mean, are more things to come?
I think it's inevitable. It's quite likely that the chinchilla may go the way of the French poodle. And the French poodle is the most dolled up and catered animal on the face of the earth, isn't he?
Oh, the poodle's doing very well. It's clipped and shampooed and pedicured and perfumed and pampered like no other pet ever.
Oh, he's a high fashion cat, that poodle. For sure. Very high in fashion.
Oh, very fashion conscious, very style conscious. The poodle must have the latest hairdo, the latest in blankets, and collars, leashes, earrings.
Poodles wear earrings?
Oh, they love jewelry.
Oh, yeah, some of them have a slave bracelet dangling on one little ankle, don't they?
Oh, sure, why not? Well, we love to pamper our pets.
Well, it just goes to show, too, that the creatures of the animal kingdom appreciate the very same creature comforts that people do, doesn't it?
And they appreciate little gifts, even as you and I.
You know what I think's the topper, though, the one that really stands out? Is my opinion, as that hot pad for pigs.
Yes, that's great.
I'm getting them for the pigs up at the ranch, you know, as soon as they're on the market. When are they going to be available? Anybody know?
They'll make lovely Christmas presents, won't they?
I can't wait till Christmas.
Sure.
Laugh if you want to. The gifts to animals movement is growing every day.
I suppose animals love to receive little presents, playthings, toys.
I'd like a bone for my dog, please, Mr. Butcher.
Would you like it gift wrapped?
If you please. It's his birthday.
Kind of butcher was.
He was a Litvak.
A gift of song now, friends.
Don't worry about tomorrow. Be thankful for today. And you will find you have peace of mind that way.
About tomorrow, be grateful for each day. You'll find somehow everything turns out okay.
Just wear a great big smile and sing a happy song. For no matter what tomorrow brings, we'll always get along. Now don't you worry about tomorrow. Life handles things her way.
Don't worry about tomorrow.
Be thankful for today.
Song.
For no matter what tomorrow brings,
we'll always get along.
Now don't you worry about tomorrow. Life handles things her way.
Don't worry about tomorrow. Be thankful for today.
So we take our leave, Rosie, Ken, and I. And let's give a little nod to Buddy Cole and his excellent little band here as we go. They're a good group, aren't they?
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood, produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again tomorrow.